CPR 43 for the week ending June 24th, 2011. Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio. Let's kick it off with Beanuts!
Mario, agora acabou sua internet. Já tentei ser humorista e até irmão marista, mas prefiro ouvir um purê e limão. Fico em casa esperando para ver eles tocando e celebrado no domingo do Faustão. Mario, onde cê vai, Mario? Que esse tchetrem pastor vai te ajudar. Mario, agora acabou, só internet pra poder te aguentar. Mas eu pretendo mudar.
Will, Mio, and Mario. Hey, I got some Pennywise coming up for you here. We got the world. Dig it, only on the CPR. Pennywise. Hey, let's keep the punk rolling over here. This is Oscar and Panic.
Well, I'm in panic cause I can't breathe. Well, I'm in panic. up, my life is messed up. Then I know it's my end, I feel it's time to kill. Well, I'm in panic cause I can't breathe. Well, I'm in panic cause I can't breathe. And I'm in panic cause I can't breathe. Well, I'm in panic.
And piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down!
Turn it down!
Campground Pirate Radio.
Ow. I said ahead, look at me, and she said, don't leave me here, take me with you. She keep on talking and wondering, yeah, asked me what I was going to do.
And Runaway Loco. Hey, here's a cool one from a group called the Monster Club. It's Blood Room.
Do you wanna play in my blood room? Do you wanna dance from my darkness bed now? Do you wanna play in my blood room? Do you wanna dance till the death with me now? Do you wanna play in my blood room?
Do you wanna play in my blood room?
me now.
Baby dolls and teddy bears packed tight with human guts and a cradle box. The body beat is tripping on the floor. You hear the screaming from the furnace vent. It's not a bitch. Who would fuck a rat?
Welcome to
from the chaps out in the woods, has some luck this time. Yeah, she's living so out in full. While you hear the battling out on the porch, he's stuck up skulls banging in the wind.
Welcome to
Psychobilly Roland. This is the Devil Riders and Take Me to the Cemetery, only on the CPR.
broadcasting from his gun turret, high atop Rancho Del Waldo. It's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are you, everybody? This is your old pal Uncle Waldo welcoming you back to another butt-clenching, finger-snapping, toe-tapping rockabilly experience. Welcome back to Campground Pirate Radio. Good God, it's gotten hot here in Tucson. I mean, what was it, 109 yesterday? It's supposed to be 110 today? We got a saying here that, you know, it's a dry heat. Yeah, so is a convection oven, people. Good Christ, you walk outside and it's just, you feel the weight just drop off your body. If you had water weight gain, trust me, that doesn't last very long around here. Hey, listen, I've gotten a ton of cool music from all you folks sending it on in to me, man. This is really great. I got a whole batch of stuff here that we're going to feature today. Listen, I want to ask you a question. When do you think psychobilly really started? You know, some people think, oh, yeah, it kicked off with the meteors back in the 1980s, or maybe it was the sharks or something like that. Ha, I got one somebody submitted to me. Oh, my God. Okay, guys, you ready for this? From 1962, the year I was born, from 1962, Rick Nielsen and the Chancellors. The song is called Scream. Dig this, people.
Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule. Don't suck.
We'll be right back. He'd rather be alone than prison. She just wanted him to love her, but he didn't. He took two words and wandered in it. Walked along and on until they couldn't. Told himself to tell her that he wouldn't. He kinda should've sort of would've loved her if he could've. The story's getting closer to the end. He kinda should've sort of would've loved her if he could've. He'd rather be alone than pretend.
Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov-cocktailed outrage to get your blood boiling. And this week, it's depression. No, not that vague sense of foreboding and deep despair that you try to wipe away with copious amounts of booze and cigarettes or a prescription for Zoloft. No, I mean that decade-long grind of zero economic growth, double-digit unemployment, and inflationary monetary policy that'll have you begging for the re-election of Jimmy Carter that we're in the midst of. Frankly, the economy sucks. Hard. People out there are desperate. Perhaps no one so aptly encapsulates that desperation than North Carolina resident John Veroni. This 59-year-old was laid off from a job he'd held at Coca-Cola for 17 years just a few months back. Unemployment didn't even approach his financial needs, so he took the first and the second job that came his way. For his trouble, he earned two herniated discs, a bad left foot, and what's worse, an unexplained growth on his chest that looks suspiciously like a tumor. Of course, the combination of two part-time jobs doesn't usually come with benefits, and Veroni was no exception to that rule. Out of money and out of options, he did what he thought he had to. After ending his apartment lease, selling all his furniture and worldly possessions, he screwed up his courage and walked into a Gaston County, North Carolina branch of RBC Bank and passed a teller his note, reading, "This is a bank robbery. Please only give me $1, which we'll soon learn was a big mistake. After receiving the buck he demanded, he sat on a lobby couch and awaited the cops. They promptly arrived and arrested him, but not for the felony bank robbery charge he had in mind. See, he had calculated that a felony bank robbery charge would land him in the federal pen for 3 years, after which he'd be eligible to collect Social Security, SSI, and soon after, full Medicare benefits. In the meantime, he figured that the prison healthcare system would take care of his more immediate needs. Sounds like a pretty sound, if also tragic and pathetic plan, except he only asked for a buck. That mistake means he can maximally be charged with a lesser felony, larceny from a person. This will not get him the long-term prison stay and access to medical care he so badly needs. The guy's already on food stamps. He's in a lot of pain and determined not to become a burden on family, who are also struggling with the effects of this recession. You gotta feel for the guy. I hope all the attention garners him some assistance. He's adamant that if he's not sentenced harshly enough to gain access to the prison healthcare system, he's going to try again. In response to this tragedy, many on the political left are howling for single-payer government healthcare as a solution to these kind of problems. I personally think that the problems with medicine in America, and thus the necessary solutions, are much deeper and more complicated than that. But one thing's for sure, as long as this grueling economic slump, and I think it's fair to call it a depression, continues, this guy won't be the last we hear about doing something this crazy and this desperate.
You're the one.
On the CPR. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out again this week. I had a great old time, and I hope you did too. Hey, you want to hear your music played on here like you have, oh, everybody else in the world? Well, send me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. Hey, you can also follow us over on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans, and you can follow me at Uncle Waldo. Hey, did you like what you hear out here? Well, do me a favor. Stop by campgroundpirateradio.com. Look towards the bottom where it says Buy Waldo a Beer. You know, for $2 a month, you can keep me in music and equipment and beer and ammunition and all that good stuff to keep bringing you all this good stuff week after week. So, hey, that's 50 cents a show. Come on, people. You can pony for that. Hey, and if you can, stop by iTunes, leave me a review, a little 5-star or something like that. Say something nice on there or say something rotten if you don't like it. But before I take off, I want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. I'll catch you all next week. You all have a good one now. Peace.
is Carfoni.
Tap on that girl.
Hey, she gave me VD.
Tap on that girl.
Tony Carboni.
With a tongue like a cow, she can make you go wild.
VD, Valdi, Voodi, right away. And that's the way they go. Show matinee, that's the popcorn, please. There's nothing like a Catholic girl with her hand in the box when she's on her knees.
She was on her knees, my little Catholic girl.
In a little white dress,
Catholic girl.
They never confess.
Well, here's an hour of your life you'll never get back.